We're talking now with Ellie Susness, and she's a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Ellie, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start out by getting to know you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, how long you've lived in Sandpoint, what brought you here, some about your qualifications?
Well, my family moved to Sagal in 1975, and me and my sisters, I have two sisters, we had a pretty idyllic childhood on the shores of Gamelin Lake, except for the two-hour bus ride to town once we got to middle and high school. So, we had a great time living out there, playing in the lake, playing in the mud, mm-hmm. in the woods. It was wonderful. However, after graduating high school, I had had enough of that drive, and I moved to town in 1985, and I never left. And I've lived in South Sandpoint for 38 years. Mm-hmm. I managed a small apartment building for 24 years. I owned it for 7 of those years. So I got to know my neighborhood really well. And downtown is kind of my backyard.
Mm-hmm. And it's perhaps changed a little bit since 85?
A little bit, yeah. I married a local boy at some point during that time, and my son is third generation, born at BGH mm-hmm. on his side. So as a young adult in the 90s, trying to find a good job when the mills were starting to close, that was tough. But luckily, I found a great job at Clearwater Gear, and I've been a screen printer and a graphic artist for 33 years mm-hmm. with that company, mm-hmm. and it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. I call those people family. Mm-hmm. It's been great. I really enjoy collaborating with our community, and I have worked at quite a few of the nonprofits through the years, mostly arts nonprofits. I'm an artist, a dabbler. I do textile art, so that has been my main focus. I was a board member and president of the Arts Alliance in the early 2000s, and I have been volunteering with the Bonner County Historical Museum for the last few years. The majority of my volunteerism has been with the Sandpoint Arts Commission, though. I was appointed in 2014, and I served on that commission for 7 years before we combined the commissions to be the Sandpoint Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission.
Slightly longer title there.
It's a mouthful. And I've served as the chair for those 2 years. And that's my background up to now.
Okay. Well, here's the question I like to ask everyone. Why are you running for city council, Ellie Susness?
Well, the reason I'm running for council is because of, as a longtime local, I feel like I have a unique perspective and institutional knowledge that I can bring to city government. Mm-hmm. My hope is to help bridge the communication divide that seems so prevalent in that regard.
Okay. Well, one question is, how do you think the current council is doing? If you were going to give them a grade, the council, the mayor, the administration overall, the city, a grade from A to F, what grade would they get and what might they do to improve?
Well, I would say I would give them a B. I think that communication between the city and the community is the number one issue that I see. Mm-hmm. Because being on the commission, I do see so many good things that the city is doing. But it gets drowned out by, the loudness of some of the other things that may not be as well received or the misinformation. So that's one of the things that I really want to help alleviate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I suppose that may be one of your issues, but what do you consider the three most important issues facing the city right now? And what would your stand be on those?
Well, the biggest issue that I see is, well, it's my pet project, so it's my biggest issue, is protecting our community character, which I feel like, with things changing so rapidly, us as a community are having a little bit of shock. And I feel like, you know, I looked at back at the 2 years ago when we were electing the current council, and the biggest issue was
affordable workforce housing.
Workforce housing.
It's a mouthful.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, 2 years later, we have a lot of that going in. However, the infrastructure may not be keeping up. And so that is something that we need to address. Traffic, bottlenecks, things like that.
All issues brought on by growth.
Right.
But I don't want to jump in here. Are there other issues that you'd like to identify as important in your campaign?
Well, one of the issues that I would like to continue working with, as far as what we've been working on the Arts and History Commission, is the fact that our downtown buildings have no protection. The current historic district is actually in name only. So, you know, anything could go in there up to 65 feet. That's what the code says at this moment. In 2001, we started planning and we put together an arts, culture, and historical master plan, not even realizing, you know, we had an inkling, but not even realizing how fast this explosion of growth would happen.
And when was that again?
2001.
Oh, so that's over 20 years ago. Yeah.
2021.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Glad you're...
Yeah.
So we did our planning, and with the help of city staff in 2022, we completed and got approved our Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Master Plan. As a result of the public input at that time, it identified historic preservation of downtown Sandpoint as a priority and ways to implement that. And so from my perspective, that is the first building block of preserving that community character downtown. The comprehensive plan that is going to council this month, in fact, this week, there's a public hearing, and we'll see if there's feedback or if it gets approved on Wednesday. But that references back to our master plan, making historic preservation a priority. And then as the downtown waterfront competition wraps up, I anticipate recommendations for the creation of a local historic district and other design guidelines, which will be like our third piece of the puzzle. And that's all stemming from public input. We would then have to make the code changes to solidify the protection and make sure that the infill that's going in there, in the holes in the ground, et cetera.
The vacant lots,
yes, complements our existing historical downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to necessarily have a theme town like Leavenworth, but we need things that complement our turn of the century historic buildings. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is to codify those guidelines.
So you see that as coming, well, this would be after the comp plan is approved, because right. The zoning guidelines are the way that you execute kind of the vision that's spelled out in the comp plan, which is up for that first hearing, as you mentioned, which will be tonight as this airs, actually. Right. So folks can be looking in the newspapers to see what happened there. Okay, well, you touched on a lot of things that kind of go to the heart of issues facing candidates, I'd say. One of the things you mentioned was the comp plan, and you've looked it over. Do you find the comp plan, the draft that is being considered now, satisfactory, or are there things you would change there?
I do find it pretty satisfactory, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, you also mentioned the master plan that's been underway to guide development of the waterfront in the downtown. And what's your take on that, aside from the fact that you anticipate it will help protect the historic district or spell out some guidelines there. But what's your take on the plan, which actually stretches from City Beach, you know, all the way to the what we call the Granary District, right, as it's currently envisioned in the at least the presentation boards that I looked at.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think about that process? Do you like that process? And do you like with what they have come up with so far, you know, bearing in mind it's not finalized yet?
Right. Yeah. Right. Actually, I do like the process. I have come to realize that planning is very important.
The growth is inevitable, but maybe we can plan to channel it in ways, as you said, to protect community character.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, if we had planned better, or if we had, I mean, obviously no one knows ahead of time what's coming. I mean, you, like I said, you have an inkling, but if we had planned better in previous years, maybe we would have avoided some of these situations. So I like a plan, and I do like the downtown waterfront plan competition as a whole, because I feel like it brought a lot of ideas to the table that maybe wouldn't have necessarily been brought if the city had just hired one design firm to bring forward ideas. Mm-hmm. So the concept of a competition, I think, is really good. You know, the way that we did it with the three different versions, that was great. And now that we're in phase three and the team that, for lack of a better word, won, is revising according to what public input we received during that time. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see mm-hmm. the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to come later in October, I think. We're going to see how they finalized that plan. It did get a lot of, just looking at feedback via social media, it did get an awful lot of feedback from people that were like, no, this is too much growth for our town, or too much change for our town. What would your response to that be?
Well, I would say that you have to think about this in terms of years, if not decades, of implementation. Mm-hmm. And just because something is shown on the plan doesn't mean that it's going to necessarily be built right away. Because, of course, there's a whole matrix of things that you have to think about. Funding, availability.
Funding.
Yes. Yeah. That's the main one, of course. But, you know, when I think of one of the things that really struck me on the this team that's working on it right now is that Bridge Street. So seeing the storyboards, of course, I was immediately shocked by the pillars going up. And
they have a dramatic design for a big infrastructure around Bridge Street.
Yes, a very dramatic design. However, when I went and I read the narrative, I realized, which they had realized, what are we? We're actually a community of bridges. Mm-hmm. Our iconic Long Bridge, mm-hmm. our iconic Cedar Street Bridge. Mm-hmm. Why not actually think about some grand ideas, or not so grand ideas, but just something when Bridge Street mm-hmm. needs to be replaced, which actually won't be terribly long.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be in need of replacement sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we think about replacing it with something that has good design and good function, mm-hmm. of course, because that's a bottleneck as well. Mm-hmm. So we need to think about that. Mm-hmm. We want people to be able to get to City Beach easily mm-hmm. and more egress. So why not think about some really great design mm-hmm. and make that one of our iconic bridges?
Make it part of the public art, even.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you touched on a couple other things. I think we can go into a little bit more. Infrastructure, so city streets and sidewalks, always a concern for people in the city, I would say. Some of them are pretty beat up, and the example for me, since I drive it many days, is Pine from Boyer to Division. There's some big cracks and almost like ruts in that. Do you think the city's doing enough to ensure maintenance of the streets and expand the sidewalks?
Well, I think that we got a big boost when the voters voted in the 14% bed tax, because half of that money goes to streets, and I have noticed that there's been at least a couple of projects already completed, Hickory being one of them. There's some cross streets on Hickory that have been fixed. And so having that funding in the coffers is definitely going to be helpful. And I already see them the city implementing some projects. So I'm very hopeful that that will continue. And if I'm in city council, I will ensure that it continues.
Okay, I think we got time for one more question here. So affordable housing for the workforce, for working people, residents and employers see that as a critical need. What role do you see the city can play in attempting to provide more affordable housing? We only have a minute or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was at the meeting the other night for the housing board that the city is, thinking about developing.
Creating a housing authority.
Yeah, yeah. Housing authority, that's what it is. And it seems like an interesting proposition. However, I don't know that that is the place for the city to get into right now, as we have a lot of other things to consider and take care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Ellie Susness, you are the a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. How can the public find out more about you and contact you?
Well, my email is elliesusnessforsandpoint@gmail.com. And I do have a website. It's elliesusnessforsandpoint.com.
And it's spelled ELLESUSNIS.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, Ellie, again, thank you for taking time to just talk with us.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.